This is the WHL This Week radio edition presented by the Western Hockey League. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. Ahead, Caden Gooley. He's made the transition from star WHL defenseman to full-time NHLer. We'll have more with Caden coming up in a moment. 2023 Kubota CHL NHL Top Prospects game will have a star-studded group both on the ice and behind the bench. We'll take a look at some of the heavy hitters coming out for the January 25th game from the Langley Event Center. And goaltender Carson Bjarnason is off to a great start with the Brandon Wheat Kings. Central Scouting assigning an A rating for the second-year WHL tender. This after being undrafted in the WHL Prospects Draft. He'll round out our show. First up.
Voilà Savard qui reçoit la passe, une feinte. La sienne, le tir et le but! Caden Gooley! Mais quelle feinte magistrale de David Savard!
Caden Gooley starred with both the Prince Albert Raiders and the Edmonton Oil Kings before moving on to join the Montreal Canadiens this season. A voice of the Raiders, Rob Mann, caught up with Gooley on the Habs' recent road trip and just a day after his first NHL goal.
And we could hardly have timed this better. I wasn't planning to talk to you immediately after your first NHL goal, but looking back on that first goal against the Buffalo Sabres, what do you remember about the play leading up to that moment?
Yeah, I mean, you just had a little bit of ozone time, and puck went low to high, and Savvy made a really good play and kind of sucked everyone in and just kind of left me open on the dot there and just ripped it home, so... nice play by Savvy to kind of suck everyone in and just kind of tried to rip it, hit the net, and it went in. So,
what was that moment like for you as it went in, realizing that, hey, I've got my first in the NHL under my belt?
Yeah, it was exciting, obviously. It's always nice to get your first goal and kind of take a little bit of weight off your shoulders. But, no, it was awesome to get that. And I mean, it was nice to get a win for the team, too. That was a big win to start the road trip, so... It was nice to contribute for the team there.
When it comes to transitioning to the NHL, players will talk about the size, the speed. What for you has been the most noticeable difference jumping up to National Hockey League competition?
Yeah, I think obviously just there's a lot of skill in the league, and you got to definitely limit mistakes and make the right reads because it's a fast game, and they'll make you pay if you make any mistakes. So definitely something that's taken a little bit to adjust to, and I'm trying to clean up some stuff and the speed of the game. So still stuff that trying to get used to and trying to get more and more used to it every game. So but that's probably the biggest thing.
And they haven't been letting you get used to it gently either. I'm looking at some of the matchups you've drawn. You've been up against guys like Crosby, Ovechkin, and Matthews. How have you found skating against the best in the world on that front?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's cool to be able to play against those guys and kind of match up against them, but you know, when you're on the ice, you don't really have time to be in awe. So just kind of try my best to just stay in the moment and try to just play hockey. And but it's really cool when you get to obviously play against those guys and been watching those guys growing up, and especially Crosby and Ovechkin. They've been the best in the league for a really long time. So it's obviously cool to be able to play against those guys.
And here in Prince Albert, where you spent most of that Western League time, you worked a lot with Jeff Truitt. I'm sure you've heard by now that he is the head coach in Prince Albert, having taken over from Mark Habscheid. And when you were here, he was working very closely with the defenseman. What do you remember about working with him?
Yeah, no, he was awesome. He still texts me this day and checks in here and there. And he's a great coach, but he's a good person and someone that all the players can get along with. And, you know, he's got so many good stories and he knows the game so well. And he played the game for a long time, and I definitely wouldn't be here today without him. And he's been a big part of my career so far. So,
are you still in touch with a lot of other people in Prince Albert? Because off the ice, the team and the staff are a very tight knit group.
Yeah, for sure. I still talk to the guys in PA here and there, and you know, like I said, talk to Truey and Mackers, text me here and there, and same with Habby. So still keeping in touch with everyone in PA. I mean, PA was a big part of my life. I was there for 4 years and made a lot of good relationships with coaches and players that I still call buddies to this day. So PA was an awesome time, and I love playing there.
That said, I'm sure there are some perks to moving up to the NHL on the off-ice front. What's life been like in Montreal and getting used to the big league type of travel?
Yeah, no, it's obviously there's a lot of travel and a lot of games, and you're pretty much playing almost every second night. So it was it's obviously something to get used to, and you got to take care of your body and do the right things off the ice to be prepared, and you got to be ready for practice every day. But it's good. I mean, that's what you want to. Your dream is to play in the NHL, and it comes with it. So definitely, you just got to adjust to it. But it's been great so far. I mean, it's awesome to and lucky to be playing in such a good league. So
obviously, you're on a road trip at the moment, but do you feel like you're settling into the city of Montreal?
For sure. Yeah, I came up a month early before camp, and kind of got a little bit more familiar with the city and some of the staff and some of the guys. So it was awesome to do that, and I love the city. It's an awesome city. It's a hockey town, and the fans are unbelievable, and they're so passionate, and they love the Habs so much. And you know, it's been an awesome adjustment to come here, and the city's been nothing but welcoming to me. So it's been great so far.
I've got to ask: have you learned any French in the time you've been there?
Not really. It's mostly I hear it a lot, but I can pick up on a couple things, but still not the best in the French department, no.
I was surprised when I visited Montreal a few years back that most people out there do speak English pretty fluently, so I'm guessing that hasn't held you back too much.
Yeah, there's a lot of people speak both languages, so it's obviously good to have that, but it's been good, so.
Just one more question on my end, as far as the interview goes. Any advice for a young defenseman looking to take that next step as you did? And that next step doesn't necessarily have to be to the NHL, but for a young defenseman who wants to move forward in the game of hockey, what kind of advice would you give them?
Yeah, I think just enjoy the process. It's there's different ways to get there and to get to this level, and it doesn't matter which way you take. I mean, there's players that go undrafted that make the team, and you know, I think just keep working hard all the time, and it doesn't really matter your status. There's if you play well, you got a chance. So I think just always keep working hard, enjoy the process, and have fun with it. It's obviously it's pretty cool to play pro hockey and to kind of have it as a job. So just have fun with it and enjoy the process.
From the drop of the puck to the Edson Out Cup, this is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
It's a star-studded lineup for the upcoming 2023 Kubota CHL NHL Top Prospects game, set for January 25th from the Langley Event Center. Now, behind the bench includes Vancouver Canucks legends Daniel and Henrik Sedin, along with fellow Canucks alumnus and New West Bruins graduate Stan Smeal, and Canucks amateur scout and Lethbridge Broncos graduate Ron DeLorme. Also part of the coaching staffs for teams red and white include Giants head coach Michael Dick and Giants player development coach and former Chicago Blackhawks star Brent Seabrook. On the ice, it's expected hometown player Connor Bedard will be announced as one of the players taking part. It all goes down in Langley, January 25th. Longtime Regina Leader Post sports editor Rob Vanstone has been named the 2022 recipient of the Bob Ridley WHL Award for Media Excellence. Vanstone will be presented the Bob Ridley WHL Award prior to the start of Saturday's game between the Regina Pats and the Swift Current Broncos from the Brandt Center in Regina. Now, since 1986, Vanstone has graced the Regina Leader Post sports pages with comprehensive coverage of the Regina Pats, Saskatchewan Roughriders, and local amateur sports. Known for his high standards and integrity, Vanstone has consistently provided sports coverage that balances fact with positivity, delivering to fans information and stories that ensure the Regina Pats remain in the hearts and minds of the people in the Queen City. By the way, Rob will join us next week on the show. Congratulations to Rob Vanstone.
22 teams, one goal. This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
Left side, Bedard in the slot, shoots, he scores! Second of the game for Connor Bedard! It's 6-1 Regina! Power play goal!
The Western Hockey League has announced Regina Pats forward Connor Bedard as the McSweeney's WHL Player of the Month for September and October. Bedard, who last week was named an A-rated prospect for the 2023 NHL Draft, led all WHL skaters with 29 points through September and October, finishing last month on a 14-game point streak. The 17-year-old from North Van, BC, earned three or more points on four occasions, including a third five-point game of his WHL career. October 30th against the Tri-City Americans.
As you get deeper in the season, you kind of figure out how you need to play almost. And, you know, as an offensive guy, obviously, you know, want to produce, and that's a big thing for me. But it's just, you know, learning kind of when to go and when to, you know, stay back and stuff. So I think, you know, I'm getting a little better with that each game and, you know, kind of figuring that stuff out.
Bedard begins the month of November, leading all WHL skaters in goals, assists and points, game-winning goals and shots on goal.
Backdoor pass, one-timer glove save by Rhett Stoser. Oh, what a fine save from the rookie Rebel netminder. Left side, right shot. What a save made by Kyle Kelsey. Tremendous diving stop.
That tandem right there, Rebels tenders Kyle Kelsey and Rhett Stoser, have been named the WHL Goaltenders of the Month for September and October. The two first-year netminders helped Red Deer start the season with 13 straight wins, surrendering just 22 goals in those 13 contests. Kelsey, he's from Maple Ridge, BC. He posted a 1.87 goals against average and a .936 save percentage over his eight appearances. Stoser, from Carstairs, Alberta, leads the WHL with a 1.40 goals against average while also posting a .934 save percentage in his five starts. Congratulations to both Kyle Kelsey and Rhett Stoser.
You're listening to the WHL This Week, Radio Edition.
Carson Bjarnason, goaltender for the Brandon Wheat Kings, is an A-rated prospect in the preliminary players to watch list that came out from NHL Central Scouting. The only WHL goaltender on that list, and he joins us here, I assume, after practice. Carson, what's up on today's agenda here as we chat?
Just go home and had a tough couple of games against Winnipeg, so just make sure I'm taking care of my body, maybe lounge in the hot tub and just kind of, yeah, take care of myself.
Right on. Let's talk about your start to the season. You are carrying the mail there big time in Brandon. You guys have already done your BC road swing here. Your numbers are incredible to start the year. How's it gone for you personally, Carson?
Yeah, it's been really good. I mean, obviously, we have a younger team this year, so it's not expected that we figure it out right away, but no, it's been really good. It's been a solid start, and I'm just seeing pucks well, and, you know, obviously bounces are going my way, so it's been really enjoyable.
Carson, when that list came out and you were an A-rated goaltender prospect here, what was your reaction to that?
I found out as I was practicing. I didn't know what it was. Obviously I've never been in the talk of, you know, the top guys growing up, so I heard about it and, you know, had to do my research, and then obviously seeing it was a pretty big thing, and I was just thrilled. It was nice to see. It was nice to see I was getting recognized, especially with, obviously, you know, the names up there, Benson, Jaeger, Bedard. You know, it's pretty cool to be atop those, you know, those kind of guys.
Yeah, the names you mentioned, those are the guys you play against on a nightly basis almost here, so I guess you get a pretty good look at what they're all about, right?
Yeah, no kidding. They, very elite players, all of them. I also played with a couple of them this past summer, and they were all elite. They see the ice well. They, you know, they're not only scorers, they're playmakers. You know, they have a full 200-foot game.
Carson, you mentioned you sort of had a bit of a humble start. Like, you played minor hockey near your hometown of Carberry, and then you went 1 year at Rink Academy in Winnipeg, and then, boom, it was the Brandon Wheat Kings. I mean, have you ever thought just how quick this has sort of come to you as a small-town guy from rural Manitoba?
Yeah. I mean, obviously, it's in the back of my mind that, you know, I wasn't the most highly touted guy, you know, coming out of Manitoba, but it's been nice. I mean, it's just, you kind of like to enjoy the moment, soak it all in. I remember last year was, you know, unbelievable coming into camp as a listed guy, and then, you know, being able to sign was my goal, but obviously came out with making team. And then, yeah, it's just you have to really enjoy it. I mean, it's been obviously have to be humble about it, but it's been quite a ride.
I mentioned you're from Carberry, which is just off the Trans-Canada Highway between Brandon and Winnipeg. So when you were growing up, when your family said we're going to the city this weekend, what was that? Was that Brandon or Winnipeg for you?
It was a little bit of both. I mean, obviously Winnipeg's a little bigger. You know, get some more goalie gear there than I needed. So it was a bit of a mixture of both.
Carson, you're a big guy. You're 6'4", but I noticed you in my first viewing back when you were on the BC swing is that you're awful quick. You get around pretty well. You square up to shooters here. What kind of goaltender would you say you are if you could describe yourself?
Yeah, like you said, I think, you know, especially for my size, I feel like I move pretty well. I feel like my lateral speed is pretty strong. I like to get across the crease as fast as I can and beat the passes. And then I think just post play is another huge thing. Like you said, again, being a bigger guy, you can kind of lean up on the post a little more, you know, take away that extra net when guys are shooting from those awkward angles.
What goaltender do you emulate or maybe emulated when you were growing up, when you were younger? Who did you look up to?
It'll be pretty cliche, but it was always Carey Price. He was just the most stoic guy out there. You realized he was calm. He let the play come to him, and when it did, he just controlled it. So that was always just a big guy everybody was attracted to growing up and watching.
You know, you really got a taste of the Western League here in the last month. You went on that grueling, 8-game road trip through BC, and you hit some places on the way back. What was that like to finally get a real experience with the league?
It was awesome. You know, I've never been out there, so it was something, something I'll remember forever, your first time out west. It was awesome. All the guys were great. You know, we really came together and got to know each other. And obviously it was pretty good hockey. You know, I've never seen those teams out there, and a lot of these guys haven't either. So it was nice to get a taste of some Western hockey.
Carson, you share an A rating with a teammate in Nate Danielson, a big forward on your squad here. Have you guys talked about the ranking you guys picked up?
Yeah, it's like I said before, it's kind of in the back of your mind. You know, you're going into each game as two fairly highly touted prospects, but you know, we're the same as everybody else. We're all trying to, you know, do the best for our team that we can. At the end of the day, our job is to put pucks in the net and stop the pucks. So I think just day by day, you kind of, you know, realize you have to keep working for it. And obviously, both of our dreams are to get drafted and play in the NHL. So, you know, just doing all the little things that we need to do and help our team, I think that's the most important.
Well, it's been a fantastic start for you. As I just scan your numbers, the .939 save percentage, you've already been the WHL Goaltender of the Week, and then the A ranking coming from NHL Central Scouting. So whatever you're doing, keep doing it, and it's been a fantastic start for you, and appreciate you spending some time here on WHL this week.
Yeah, of course. Thank you very much for having me.
Hey, that's the show. Big thanks to our guests, and a special thanks to Rob Mann in Prince Albert for his help. I'm John Keane. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back.